And it's time now for the business news with Nicholas Poynton, who's joining us from our Wellington studio. Nicholas, the RBNZ keeps the foot on the gas.
Yeah, this shouldn't really come as too much of a surprise. It's in keeping with the RBNZ's approach to this pandemic to take the option of least regrets, because today, as part of its first monetary policy statement of the year, the RBNZ has made the move to keep the OCR, or the official cash rate, at 0.25%. No one is really expecting them to move on that. Its big bond buying program, which is effectively money printing, that's remained unchanged. So has its big funding for lending program. That was the last sort of alternative monetary policy tool it announced towards the end of last year. That's where the central bank gives money to the retail banks at very cheap rates, which that they on lend to customers. That's to ensure that there's a steady flow of credit going around our financial system. So across the board, it's pretty much unchanged. In the statement itself, the Reserve Bank did a very good job of sort of acknowledging that the economy's performance in recent months has really exceeded expectations. We can look to strong economic data coming out in terms of GDP growth, how our labour market has performed, also the CPI, the measure of inflation in the economy. All those have sort of exceeded all the expectations that were out there. But the RBNZ has also acknowledged that the ongoing economic headwinds that are out there, that they could really constrain business investment and household spending later in the year. We've had this big bounce back, but we're not sure how long that will really continue for. It also mentioned that the rebound that we've seen in the economy, it has not been felt evenly, with the strength in the housing and construction sector effectively balancing out that we've seen in tourism-related industries. And while the RBNZ and other economists are expecting an inflation spike in the middle of the year, the RBNZ is really expected to look through these numbers, as they're probably likely to be a bit of an artificial rise driven by rising prices caused by supply chain issues. A lot of companies that bring goods into this country are struggling to get them here, but demand remains strong, freight costs are high, so those costs will be passed on to consumers. But those issues are expected to sort of tail off towards the end of the year. So the concern is still there that that inflation could fall to the lower end or below the RBNZ's target range of inflation of between 1 and 3%. So the decision to hold interest rates at the current levels effectively sees the RBNZ keep its foot on the gas with regard to stimulus. It's all about keeping the economy trucking along. Interestingly, one of the things that was talked about at length last year was the prospect of a negative official cash rate. No economists at all are expecting that is a reasonable likelihood, but the RBNZ did mention that the tool is not off the table should conditions deteriorate. That could be something like another outbreak of COVID-19 in the community that sees a prolonged lockdown. In terms of the current settings and when they may change, well, the RBNZ is off the view that there will need to be prolonged periods in which inflation is above above its midpoint, so about 2% has to be there at a consistent level, and employment is kept or above its maximum sustainable level. But until we see that, the RBNZ says we all need to really be, well, patient.
And tell us, what are the highlights today of key company earnings?
Yeah, yesterday was a deluge. Today's more of an avalanche of earnings. And just to keep on, the top two that really stood out, big companies that I'm sure most people recognise, likes of Meridian Energy. Now, its net profit was up by about $30 million to $227 million. But once you account and strip out those one-off gains, the underlying profit was actually down $20 million because it generated less power, which flows on to dent its earnings. But its own result was somewhat buried by the announcement that it was going to build the country's second largest wind farm in the Hawke's Bay. The near $400 million project will produce enough electricity to power 7,000 houses. So this is the second company in as many weeks to announce another big ticket renewable energy project. It's clear following on It's likely that these plans were well in the works before that Climate Change Commission report came out. But you can see that, you know, private industry is already taking a step towards going down this road to help decarbonise the economy in whatever way possible. For the energy sector, it's about renewable energy generation. It's also worth mentioning that the company hinted that with regard to the aluminium smelter at Tiwai, which consumes about 13% of the country's electricity, it's already taking steps to find new users of that power when that contract concludes in 2024. Talks about those industries that use coal burners, helping them or incentivizing them to use electricity to do so. The other significant result to come out today was the telecommunications company Spark. Its half-year profit, that was down by just over 10%, and revenue eased by 1.5% to about $1.8 billion. This company, it has been affected by the pandemic and the flow-on implications of a closed border, because they really have no market anymore for its high-earning data-roaming mobile plans, because New Zealanders aren't going overseas to travel. And additionally, broadband revenue, that's suffered as a result of the closed borders, because net migration over the past 6 months has been, well, nearly non-existent as well. They mentioned that 44,000 fewer migrants coming into the country, and that's 44,000 fewer people that might be looking for a broadband connection.
And just a quick whip around of the market numbers too.
Yeah, the NZX is down by about 106 points or 0.9% to 12,282. The dollar got a bit of a boost by the RBNZ announcement at 73.6 US cents. And the dollar against the Australian is just under 93 cents.
Thanks, Nicholas. That's Nicholas Poynton joining us from Wellington.